Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head on over to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to John Feinstein, best-selling author and Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf has new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hello, John.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Good morning, John.
All right. How are you?
Well,
fine. Thank you.
You know, it's funny. I don't want to start off the show on a sort of a morbid note, but, you know, it's sad to see that Mort passed away. We'd only had him on the show a couple times, but everybody, what I was struck by is how everybody said what a great guy he was. He was just like the nicest guy. Do you have any, like, Mortensen anecdotes or thoughts? Or
yeah, I didn't know Chris well. You know, he was a football guy the last 30 years of his career, and I don't cover that much football, but I would see him in Baltimore and occasionally on the road. I knew him when he was a newspaper guy, first in Atlanta and then with the National. And he was a very good reporter. Now, when he went to ESPN, and again, you're right, Mort, never meet a nicer guy than Mort. He'd gone through some personal issues. He became very religious afterwards, but always a good guy, always a smile on his face when you saw him. But ESPN, as you know, is very big on anonymous sources. They'll report almost anything and say sources say this, sources say that. And more under orders from ESPN did that and when he went to ESPN. And we would talk about that when I saw him again. I didn't see him a heck of a lot, but we disagreed. As you guys know, I believe you should be on the record. If you're criticizing someone, if you're speculating on something, Mort and I argued about that. You know, not like you're a bad guy, just different.
Would you bring it up?
Reporting.
That's hilarious that, you know, you'd see a guy occasionally, you just go right out and poke at him.
No, not that way. But the, for example, he did a story. Remember when Mike Shanahan benched Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
And at first he said he had taken him out of the game in Detroit because he thought Grossman knew the two-minute offense better.
Right.
And then the next day, because people didn't just accept that, I mean, he'd been there half a season at that point, he said that he didn't know if McNabb had the stamina
The conditioning.
To run the two-minute offense. And then in that weekend, when they were off, Kyle Shanahan anonymously, at least Mike was on the record, anonymously said to Mort that they had had to cut their playbook in half for McNabb. And to me, that was all racial coding. You know, black guy's not in shape, like, who'd been injured, by the way, but still played. Black guy doesn't know the two-minute offense. Black guy can't learn the playbook. And I said so on television. And Rick Riley attacked me for it. Because he was buddies with Mike Shanahan. and so did a lot of local media. I talked to Donovan about it years later when I was doing my race book, and he confirmed everything. You know, he said absolutely that it was racial coding, and he felt it, and, you know, he never really played again, as you know. And I said to Mort, I said, you know, why didn't you make Kyle Shanahan or whomever it was go on the record with a comment like that? And he said, well, ESPN wanted the story. And, again, he's doing his job. And so it was nothing personal. We just disagreed. I felt like if you're going to make a comment like that, that the playbook has to be cut in half for a guy who's like a 10-year veteran in the NFL, that damn well better be on the record, in my opinion.
Well, now, when you said the personal issues, you were just referring to the throat cancer, or was there something else I missed?
No. He had some issues with his family.
Okay. I didn't know
that. Yeah, no, the throat cancer came later.
Yeah.
And boy, did he show a lot of guts hanging in there and coming back and being on the air after he was first diagnosed. He had it for years.
John, what did you make of, I'm sure you saw at least some mention of it, the New Jersey high school basketball thing there where the refs changed
Camden,
the call?
Yeah.
And then we've got all the video evidence there, and I know there are rules, but, I mean, at some point, can't we just stand in there and go, listen, guys, I mean, clearly we're going to have to change the rule or something, and, you know, I mean, this is just crazy.
Change the rule this year.
Like, change it right now on the fly and say we're stepping in.
Because he clearly won the game for him.
Yeah, I mean, there's no more evidence than this that's possible.
Right. The game was over. It's not like there was another play that could take place.
Can't let this stand.
And the other thing is they don't have video replay available at courtside in New Jersey high school basketball. And so I don't know what the other refs were doing when the trail ref made that call. And it's terrible. It's really terrible. The New Jersey State High School Association should step in and say, look, we've looked at this. Everybody's looked at this. Camden won the game.
Right.
And we're going to award them the championship. And it would also show some class if the other school, I can't remember the name of the other school.
It's like Massanutten or something. Massaquan.
Yeah, it wasn't Massanutten.
No, Massaquan maybe.
Yes, Massaquan. Good job, Jason.
I think that's wrong anyway.
You know what? We know we didn't win the game.
Yeah.
We want them to have a championship trophy. Although in my Ivy League research, because there was a Princeton-Harvard game in 2021 where something like that happened, where the refs screwed up at the very end of overtime, and Harvard should have won the game, and Princeton won, and the Ivy League came out and said, the refs blew it, Princeton should have won, but we can't do anything about it. So maybe, Eric, you're right. There needs to be some kind of change that the conference or whomever is in charge needs to have the ability to reverse a result if it clearly should be reversed. Yeah.
John, I'm not sure if you saw Jeff Goodman's tweet yesterday of his top five college hoops men's disappointments this season. At the top of the list is Miami, and Coach L's had a rough season there at 15-18. But number four on the list, he has the Terps at 15-15. This is not the way people envision season two in College Park for Kevin Willard. Obviously, they need to improve their three-point shooting. What else do you think is going wrong there in College Park in year two for Kevin Willard?
Well, that's the thing. You know, they were good last year. They made a tournament. They won a game. Kevin had a very good first year. They had a lot of their key guys back this year. I'm not sure where they were picked in the Big Ten, but I think it was in the top five. Other than the shooting, which is obvious, we can see it, I'm not sure what the heck the problem is. They do not defend well. And that's usually a sign of a team that something's wrong in the locker room. Because as the old cliche goes, defense is something you can bring every night. You know, you don't have to make every shot. And you can be a little bit tired and dig in and play hard. And they haven't done that this year. You know, they've had a couple good wins on the road. And they're the kind of team that could pull some upsets next week in the tournament. But it's definitely been a disappointing season for everybody. And I don't get it. I mean, Jeff's right. I haven't sat down and made a list of the most disappointing teams. But I do not get what's gone on at Maryland, because they should be better than they have been, put it that way.
Well, Carolina Duke tomorrow night, 6:30 at Cameron. Is this for the outright? Would they share the ACC regular season title?
Duke wins, they share. If Carolina wins, they
Carolina
the outright,
outright, yeah, because they would sweep.
Yeah. Well, and they'd be a game ahead.
Then be game ahead, right. But so, it's, you know, obviously Carolina Duke's always a great matchup. It's always fun to watch. Duke has been playing really well. Carolina's, to me, still kind of iffy. They've had some really bad losses on the road. Sometimes I can't tell if they want to defend or not. They've been a better defensive team this year. But your thoughts on Carolina Duke tomorrow night?
Well, it's Carolina Duke the way it is most years. It's for the conference title. And this year in particular, the two of them have separated themselves from the rest of the league, which is a reflection of the fact that the rest of the league's down. I mean, Tuesday in Capital One Arena is going to be interesting because they, you know, Jim Phillips may be out on the street offering people free tickets just to get a few people in the building. But I think Carolina is the more talented team. I think Baycott is sort of the difference maker when he shows up, because you make a good point, Jason. There are nights when the stars of that team don't show up. Duke has been coming on. They've been playing better the last month for sure. They lack a real inside presence. Filipowski's not a real inside presence. Baycott is.
Right.
But playing in camp, the thing about Duke and Carolina is, if you look back over, I don't know, the last 20 years, maybe home court hasn't been that big a deal.
Mm.
I mean, Duke's won in Chapel Hill a bunch of times. Carolina's won a bunch of times in Durham, including Krzyzewski's last home game. So, you know, it's a typical, to use the cliche again, typical Duke Carolina game. It is two very good teams, two good young coaches, I think, although Hubert's not that young. He's in his 50s. A game that is massively overhyped by ESPN.
Yeah, but it is fun to watch.
Hey, John.
Yeah, but yeah. Just let it speak for itself.
Yeah.
John, your Islanders are throwing a monkey wrench in me grasping at the Caps getting at one of those last playoff spots.
Yeah.
They've won five straight. The Caps coming off a 6-0 pasting of the Pens last night. And Ovi is heating up. He's got 10 goals in his last 15 games.
He's been good for the last month.
Yeah, just 55 away from Gretzky's record at this point. He is heating up.
Yeah, well, you know, we were concerned. You were concerned. I was concerned.
Yeah.
Early in the year when he wasn't scoring at all. And, you know, we all said great players tend not to just die. And he's come back and played very well. That's the reason, main reason, they still have a playoff shot. The Islanders, as you said, have been very good also for most of the last month. It could be that one or the other will get in. It could be that neither will get in. But the Islanders are 2 points behind the Flyers, and they have a game in hand, and they're hot. So that's good for the Islanders. Obviously, Brian McClellan is thinking not so much in the short term as the long term with a couple of trades that he's made for draft picks. But it would be nice if the Caps could sneak into the playoffs, because once you get in, history shows anything can happen. I mean, the Caps got beat 1 year as a one seed in the first round. The Kings won the Stanley Cup 1 year as an eight seed and then got in the last day of the season. So unlike in the NBA, where if you get in as an eight seed, you're probably just knocking yourself out of the lottery, you can get something done if you get a hot goalie in the playoffs. And the weird thing about the Caps is, you know, they win 6-0 last night in Pittsburgh. You would have thought that would have been a tough out game. And then last Sunday, they're playing at home against one of the worst teams in the league, and they get beat 5-2.
I know.
So
it's distressing.
Who the heck knows what's going on?
And that's why they have to beat Chicago tomorrow.
Yeah, because Chicago's terrible.
Chicago's terrible, so you have to beat them. And
yep.
Then you go out west, and you're going to play some tough teams. I said it earlier today, John, that to make up 5 or 7 points in hockey, I kind of equate it to in baseball when you're a game and a half or two games out of the wild card. It takes forever. It's so hard to make up 2 games in baseball. And we've seen it over, you know, years. It takes a long time to do it, if you do it at all. So I think it's going to be very difficult to make up 5 or 7
well,
points.
Well, it is difficult also because there's several teams involved.
Correct. Yeah.
It's not just Caps versus Islanders. It's like 4 teams for 1 spot or 2 spots.
Right, right.
And
that's what I mean.
So, again, is it impossible? No. No, but is it difficult? As you say, yes, I agree.
All right, so what are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Well, obviously Duke Carolina is a big game, and it's a game I've been watching since I was in college, either in person or, as it will be tomorrow night, on television. And you've got the mid-major tournaments going on. There are going to be NCAA bids handed out on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And I always enjoy, as you know, the mid-major tournaments. I'm going to go next week to the Colonial, which is here in D.C.,
yep.
because it's not the Colonial anymore, is it? It's something else.
The Coastal, I believe.
Coastal,
it's been
thank
renamed,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But every game is an elimination game in those tournaments. In the ACC tournament, you really don't get you know, four or five teams are going to make the NCAA and the CAA and many other conferences. It's the winner and everybody else goes home.
Right.
And especially nowadays, since the NCAA in its infinite wisdom has taken away the automatic NIT bid from the team that wins the regular season, that if it doesn't win the tournament. Mm-hmm. So for a bunch of years, if you were the regular season champion, like in a CAA, Charleston's going to be the regular season champion.
Right.
If they don't win next week, they would have an automatic NIT bid. Now they don't,
right.
because you know we got to get Big Ten 8 and Big Ten 9 into the NIT.
Right. All right. Well, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too, guys.
Yep.
Take
care.
Talk
to you next week. That's John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom. When we come back, we will take the listeners' input to try to turn our $10 into $10K. We have $126 and I believe 20 cents in the account currently. You can call us right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Give us your rationale. Give us your best bet for the weekend. We will play the one that we like the most. So call now. We'll take your calls next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Michael Phillips, host of the MP on the Mic show on 910 The Fan in Richmond. We'll talk Commanders and arena standstill with him. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. But right now, we're going to head out to the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. We need our latest pick in the turn $10 into $10K. West, you're on the junks.
This is a big deal. We're going to need people to call in. We can't just rely necessarily on Poopy Chris, even though he's hot.
That's right.
We want to take everyone's advice.
Right.
So he might not do the best research this week. So call in, and we're going to go with your play. You'll be part of the run here.
And can we kind of recap the first three wins? Villanova was the first against Georgetown.
Yeah. We had the over on shots from... Who was that?
Nico Heischer.
That was last week.
That was last week.
Which one were we missing before the one 2 weeks
Chet
ago?
Holmgren?
Yeah, Holmgren double-double.
The double-double,
right?
Yes.
So there you go.
Those are the three dubs so far.
Hey, I know Eric is out on golf bets, but Mo from Largo.
It's so hard. I know he sent it to me.
He did?
Yeah.
But it had me intrigued. He sent it to me. He likes Rory under 70.5 today at the API.
Lurch is telling me he's got no confidence. And
I know, but
his putter is just dicey.
I was watching him after the round yesterday. He was on the practice screen, and Mo
with
saw
Brad
the same
Faxon.
Thing. Yeah, with
know,
Brad draining 9 footers after he could
they
only hit.
They were looking
hit.
At it on video. I saw the same stuff.
has me intrigued.
You think Mo
knows golf? I think Mo knows golf more than anyone here.
And he knows golf. What did he shoot yesterday?
That's quite a statement.
I think he shot like one over.
Yeah. He was one over last. I think one over yesterday.
So he would have to be. He would have to be at least two under today. He only made 17 feet full.
Well, he is due. He is due to putt better. It's like me missing everything yesterday.
By the way, the pick last week,
he's a lot better.
Nico Heischer, he just blew past the shot total.
He did.
I think it was six. three and a half. Yeah. He had six shots on goal against Anaheim.
That helps with the confidence in Poopy Chris.
Absolutely.
Is that it wasn't just by the skin of your teeth.
He might just be the horse that gets us there.
Well, is he on the line?
I'm not sure if he is or not.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. IBS Chris.
It's shocker, he has another puck play for eventually when we get to him.
All right, so we've only got a few people called in so far, so people don't understand what's going on, or they're just not confident.
Maybe they're scared.
Maybe people are also scared. Intimidated by Chris's picking power.
How many of his picks have we gone with?
Only one.
Just one.
Just the one.
Just one at this point.
But he did hit last week, but we didn't take it. It was and it was a huge underdog,
right?
Like a plus 164,
right? Anything else jumping out at you guys that you want to sort of lobby for or no? I haven't looked at the lines.
I don't know what Rory's tee time is, but Mo, color me intrigued.
All right. You think he's going to have a bounce back a little bit?
His tee time today is...
Can we get it in? Like,
his tee time today is 10:25.
Oh, I don't know if we can get that in, right? Don't we have to get... You have to get to Virginia, right?
Well, yeah. He's putting it in.
Yeah.
About these. He ain't going to be in Virginia.
Can't get it in. All right, let's go to Craig in Winchester. Hey, Craig, what's up, buddy? What do you got? What do you like?
Take the money line on Dustin Poirier for UFC 299 going against St. Denis. He's 7-0 when he's coming off of a loss. That's a lot.
7-0. All right, that's a nice trend. I like it. But tell me about the guy he's fighting.
St. Denis, he is 13-1, but he's fought bums. He hasn't fought anybody. Poirier's proven... He's also at the end.
Poirier's also lost a bunch. Like, if you're 7-0 after losses, you've lost a bunch.
The fact that he said he hasn't fought anybody is giving me pause.
What is he saying? The opponent.
He's in his mid-30s. He's had a lot more opponents.
I'm talking about his grammar.
He said fought. All right.
Oh, he said fought?
What's the money line?
Plus 168.
All right.
I mean, that's a significant dog.
Yeah, but if the other guy is fighting tomato cans.
Yeah, but I think Poirier... I don't know anything about the UFC. I think that dude loses all the time.
He beat McGregor.
Well, no one wants to fight this guy.
McGregor is like not the same guy.
No one wants to fight who?
The guy that Dustin Poirier is fighting. That's why he hasn't fought anyone.
Benoit St. Denis.
Yeah, exactly. So Dustin Poirier is the first guy to kind of give him a challenge or give him the opportunity.
So who do you like in this one?
I like the guy fighting Dustin Poirier.
Right.
Yeah, so he doesn't like this
aren't you with me that Poirier seems to lose all the time?
Yeah, well, also the guy he's fighting is just like he's a grappler. He's really good at submissions, and that's, you know, Dustin Poirier.
So is he just like a one-trick pony?
That's a great nugget.
Gave us a good nugget there. I am 100% not interested.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that.
Can't
go to the ground and
plus,
fight.
Cakes
you're
is
out.
Right. The guy said foughtin'.
He did say foughtin'.
I didn't even catch that. All right, let's go.
It just sounded like foughtin', and he said fought, but it was fought. Yeah, it sounded fought.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. All right, let's go to John. Anybody want to buy us breakfast today?
Have you eaten the?
Yeah, don't have a plate.
By the way, how are the M&Ms faring? Have you dabbled yet?
I actually realized I've reached for them about 9 times.
Okay.
Somehow I have stayed focused. But I had to move them out of arms.
You kept them a little bit out of reach.
Last segment, I moved them.
So you're, yeah.
Very good. I see them, they're still taunting me, and I keep my eyes on them like it's open Playboy magazine or something.
Solid willpower.
But, nudie mag.
It's like a nudie mag to me. Can't keep my eyes off it.
It's still sitting there.
But I haven't eaten one.
It's over there, yeah.
All right, let's go to John in Olney. Hey, John.
How y'all doing?
What's up, John?
All right, John, what do you got?
Good. Back from college hoops, I hit Kentucky on the program 2 weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
And we are going back to that well. So tomorrow they're playing at Tennessee. Tennessee, very good. Dalton Connect, transfers from Morgan, Colorado, very good. But Kentucky should not be getting 9 points. KenPom has it at 9. Kentucky has 2 top 5 picks, according to ESPN. And Dillingham and Reed Shepard. Kentucky's also playing for a lot more. Tennessee already locked up the regular season SEC title. If Kentucky wins and South Carolina loses, they get a double bye. It's just a talent play. Kentucky shouldn't be plus 9 against anyone. That's what KenPom has it at. They have more to play for. Tennessee beat them at Lexington, so we have a little revenge factor. So we are going to lock in Kentucky getting points, probably up around 7 or 8 on KenPom.
What is it? What is it? What is the line?
So they don't have a line out since it's for tomorrow's game, but he wants you to take Kentucky plus the
points. I know.
Point.
I kind of like it. Like, he is convincing me.
We could wait until tomorrow.
You start throwing my guy KenPom out there.
Well, speaking of KenPom, it says 9 on KenPom, but KenPom's been pretty sharp this year in college hoops. I'm guessing it opens like 7 or 8. But I love it. And speaking of KenPom, John Feinstein just came on and talked about Maryland.
Yeah, their defense is good.
Trust me.
He was wrong. I didn't want to get into it with them. They're the best in the Big Ten in points allowed. We got it. Yep.
7th on KenPom, 158 offense. Offense is obviously the problem. But nonetheless, we love Kentucky. I'll see the boys at Norbeck soon.
Is that Sauna John?
Sauna John. Socks in the Sauna John.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I missed this. I must have been away last Friday when he called in. But
he's the guy that when I was in the Norbeck sauna about a month ago, he was sitting right on top of the rocks wearing all of his clothes.
Why?
It's just a weird bit.
Why were you doing that, John?
I was a rook sauna rookie. I know the
He doesn't know sauna protocol.
Were you
nervous?
John, you've never been in the sauna with me, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Not yet. He will be. Trust me, I gotta stop talking
about the sauna, man. I made it the most popular spot in the club, man.
Are you going today? I'll come.
No.
That's very aggressive.
I'm telling you, I gotta stop talking about it.
Maybe this guy, like, socially.
But you can't. You can't stop talking about it.
He's on the spectrum or something.
But
he's like a savant at sports betting.
Maybe.
I like his pick.
We need to possibly tap into it.
Only thing I don't like about it is when Tennessee played at Kentucky, they scored 103 on them.
Right.
They won by 9.
They won by more than that.
Or 11.
Yeah, they won by 11.
John, are you a tennis guy or golf guy there?
I play golf, but I'm just a social member, so I just get on. When the starter leaves at 4:30, and I play a little pickleball.
It's Nubs. Hold on, Nubs.
He's skirting the rules. Yeah. He's stealing golf
from the members.
Did he say so at 4:30?
He says when the starter leaves his post, he hops on the course, and he pays for
brilliant.
He pays for a social membership, so he's not paying a full golf.
And you outed yourself.
Yeah, you did out yourself.
Yeah. You're going to be in cuffs.
EB, your boy, Squirrel Nuts is my boy, Glenn Hardesty. We'll get out soon.
After 4:30.
Yeah. I like to play like at noon, though, buddy.
Well, no social. I get six 18s a year, so I can use one on.
Yeah, but I can tell you're going to talk too much.
Have fun with that.
You know what I mean? Like, can you be a normal person?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
He was very nice in the sauna. Like, he didn't
give you creepy vibes? But
I think it was until, like, towards the end, there was some talking.
A little too much chatter.
For the first, like, 10 minutes, there wasn't any talking.
You understand, when I play golf, golf is so difficult for me. It's so stressful. Yeah. I don't really like to talk. My brain's in a pretzel. I don't want to talk about the Commanders or anything. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I don't care.
Cocktails and some good golf. That's all it's about.
All right, John, we have to get to some other callers. We have your pick. You like Kentucky plus the nine.
We don't know what it is yet.
I know, but I like his pick.
I like his rationale, but I will say my pet peeve.
In Knoxville.
My gambling pet peeve is when people say, that's just too many points.
Yeah.
There's no rationale.
There's a reason they set it for that.
He basically just giving you a tingle.
I don't like that. That's too many points for this team.
Kentucky's defense is a little bit dicey sometimes. I just want to say that.
What is their record this year?
Well, their record's good, but their defense ain't good.
All right, next we're going to do
22-8.
We're going to do something unprecedented in the $10 to 10K challenge.
What's that?
No, we're going to have IBS Chris and Tyler go back and forth, do a point counterpoint because they're on opposite sides of the same game.
What game is it?
It's the Jets.
Are we going to do that right
Jets
here? We're going to go to break.
Seattle-Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Can I go buy some peanut M&Ms during the break? No.
That's definitely cheating.
Oh, the whole point is to break your sugar addiction.
Yeah. That's skirting the system.
I mean, you can just eat them.
Yeah, no, because they're mocking me for my willpower. All right.
It's like golfing at 4:30 when there's no starter.
You can't go buy a pack and eat them in the bathroom and then just slink back here and act like nothing happened.
Yeah, that's what piggies do. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me see here. Lock. All right, so Tyler, hey, bud.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
And let me go to IBS Chris. This is the guy that's the golf guy?
Yeah, golf slash caps guy.
And he's got
Nico Heischer guy.
He's got chronic diarrhea.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He gets very nervous.
On the toilet right now.
Are you really? No, you're not.
Are you being serious?
He's in the zone.
Yeah, you guys kept saying how you were going to ride my bets to the promised land and got a little
anxiety.
A little nervous.
Yeah, anxiety. No. Yeah.
Right. It's like how I get when I go into TJ Maxx.
You're a little verklempt right now. We understand.
It could be a sign. It could be a sign that his pick is poopy.
Yeah, he doesn't have that much confidence.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I've hit three weeks in a row. I'm due for a doo-doo pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, don't say that.
I agree with you. All right, hold on. All right, so let's get Tyler go first, and then you can counter.
Yeah, you can bring the hammer
late. IBS, Chris. Go ahead, Tyler.
All right, so I'll start it off. So, I mean, the Kraken have been a little hot out of their last 10, out of the last 10 games. They're 7-2-1. I mean, they've started off the season, I mean, I will say, on a little bit of a rough stretch, right?
Yep.
But here's the biggest thing that I'm looking at. I'm looking at the injuries. The potential injuries and missing players for tonight for Winnipeg, and the one that stands out to me is their goalie. Mm. Their primary goalie is listed as questionable with the lingering illness, as well as one of their center players who has an upper body injury, who doesn't look like they're going to be playing today.
Is that and so? The goalie's Connor
Hallebuck.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, he's listed as questionable, right? You know, I mean, lingering illness. Kraken have been playing much more aggressive these last couple games and have been putting up quite a bit of points these last 10 games. It's at home, right? It's at home.
It's at Seattle.
It's in Seattle. The 10 o'clock puck drop, our time, here on the East Coast.
And you didn't mention Winnipeg just lost to the Kraken.
Yes, they did. At home.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, the Kraken's got some momentum going. They're healthy. They've only got one player that's listed as questionable for tonight. I believe he's a rotational player anyway. So the Kraken, they're healthy. They're starting to get on a roll. I like them. I'm showing plus 106 for their line.
Let me get it.
That's not IBS Chris, though.
No, maybe he just thinks the pick is garbage.
Seattle tonight.
He has a healthy bounce.
Yeah, Chris hasn't even talked yet.
There's nothing wrong with his.
Seattle tonight is plus 106.
Large intestine or whatever.
So I just, you know, if I don't shoot myself in the foot here, it's a nice little tingle play. You know what I mean?
All right.
I don't like the fact you threw a tingle play in at the end. That's a little bit alarming.
All right, hold on. All right, IBS Chris from the toilet, you can now counter.
Yeah, I mean, everything that Tyler said is very true about Seattle going, you know, 7-2-1 in their last, what is that, 10?
Yes.
I can't do math.
Yes.
Anyway.
That's last 10, yep.
And, yeah, we just had a Seattle-Winnipeg matchup.
Yep.
However, Seattle are sellers at the deadline. They've already gotten rid of one center. It is the trade deadline today. So I am thinking they get rid of at least one more piece.
Ooh, I like this.
However,
speculative play.
And here's the other thing. Winnipeg, my play is Winnipeg on the puck line -1.5. It is +195 right now on FanDuel.
Right.
In their last five games, three out of those last five, they have won by 2 goals or more. Granted, they don't have their goalie. I will say that. He's questionable.
That kind of hurts.
It does kind of hurt.
This game is all speculation. This game's all speculation.
That kind of hurts not to have the goalie.
That kind of hurts.
I think that's why you're on the toilet.
Yeah, his head's on his deuce. It's not into the game.
Yeah.
Listen, I was tossing and turning last night. I've been struggling with this IBS for this stupid pick.
But, oh, man.
It's really tying him in knots.
Tell D Woods that I've hit 3 weeks in a row. Don't cut me off if I get this one wrong. But no. I have a very good inclination, -1.5 goals.
Do you know who Winnipeg's backup goalie is? Is he good?
He's beat the Caps. I have no clue what his name is.
His name is Lauren Brassoit. Let me see. I think it's Lauren Brassoit.
Hey, you know what it is? Chris is like a derby horse. He's already ran his races. He needs a little rest before we trot him out.
Is
there.
Is that what it is? Like,
yeah,
okay.
He needs his okay. carrots.
We're skipping the Preakness.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. We're skipping the Preakness, and we're going to run him in the Belmont.
I think we need to take more picks because we're obviously not going to take that game.
Right. All right. So here's what we'll do. We'll gather ourselves. Yeah. We'll take a break. Give the listeners time for their last second picks.
I don't love any of the picks right now.
I don't either. So we'll try to get a few more, and at the end of the next segment, we will make our official pick in the $10 to 10K challenge. But call in if you have a good rationale pick at 800-636-1067. We'll take more of your calls next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Definitely going to be a beautiful day, like Bono says, if we hit this pick. We pick on the right, land on the right pick from the listeners. I'll be honest, the first batch that we got, I'm not crazy about. To recap, the first caller wanted us to take Dustin Poirier at plus 168. He's the world's worst grappler. Not sized to make that pick at all.
Right, and Mar hates that pick.
Then we had the point counterpoint with Tyler and Chris. They were on opposite sides of the Kraken Jets tilt tonight at EB's favorite arena, Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle. I don't know if we're going to mess with that game. The best of the bunch early seems to be Socks in the Sauna John at Norbeck Country Club. He loves Kentucky. Plus, it's looking like it's going to be 9 points. He's checking on KenPom.
We don't know.
This is what I don't like is that there's a lot of speculation with all of these plays.
Right.
We don't know that the line is in the Kentucky game. We don't know who's in and who's out for the crapping.
Right.
Right.
We create. Here's what we like: certainty, sure things. That's what we're trying for here, and haven't seen a lot of them in the first batch of calls. So hopefully, there's at least one that we really love before we have to make our pick in a few minutes.
And can you imagine if we have 5,000 on the line and we use IBS Chris's play?
Oh, man. He's going to need to, like, line his entire house with toilet paper. Like, it's just going to be a disaster. All right, so 800-636-1067 is the number, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's lead off with Jim in Bethesda. I believe he was a holdover from the first bank of calls. We must not have loved We must not have loved it initially. He wants to talk about Hoosiers hoops.
All right. Jim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Real quickly, to Lurch, if Feinstein made, I mean, if you made that egregious of an error with Feinstein, yeah, you jump down your throat. So
I know.
I think you should address him next
week.
Well,
I just didn't want to get into it with him. I didn't.
You know, the only reason why they're in any game is because of their defense.
I know. Believe me. I wasn't in confrontation mode today.
I know. John also basically, and he's said this for years. You know, I remember that whole storm he said about it was coding. He's basically saying that Kyle and Mike were racist for benching. That's what you're saying, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just let it go because, you know. Old story.
So this leads me into my
fight all the time.
I don't know if you guys were there, but as I watched Indiana erase the 16-point lead, yep, and Willard continue to full court press the entire game,
yep,
and they pulled away, I thought to myself, why isn't this team in the top of the Big Ten with all the talent they have? So I took them two nights or three nights later at Minnesota. Minnesota was on senior night and had to win to get in the tournament, and they blew them out. So now they go home on Sunday against an underachieving Michigan State team, does not play well on the road on their senior night, and I think Indiana's going to bury them. I think the line will be 3 or 4. One of you is going to have to look at the line on Saturday night and grab it because I think it's going to go up.
Sometimes they release them early.
We mentioned how Jeff Goodman had the Terps and Miami on his list of 5 most disappointing college hoops teams.
Yeah, Indiana's
also on that list was Michigan State.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, well, definitely.
I might be buying into Jim's rationale here. Like, is he saying just play him on the money line, or?
No. I think Indiana will be like 3 or 4 point favorites.
Okay.
But once that line comes out Saturday night, they're going to get bet up to like 5 or 6.
All right, you're in. We're in. All right, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, so he likes Indiana over Michigan State.
All right, let's try to go through these a little quicker, okay? Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. Hey, Josh, what's up, bud?
Hey, this is Humble Josh because I donked it up last week with the Mavs pick +9 over Boston, so. I may be banned, but it's a safety play for you guys this week. If you need something safe, Denny Abia -130, so a little less than even money to score 15 points. He scored basically 15 in his last 5. They're playing Charlotte. Charlotte's terrible. He's going to score 15 points.
I hate it. I can't bet on Denny.
Plus, he's supposed to be borderline banned if he missed last week. He missed egregiously.
Can you bet on
Danny?
Am I going to put our whole load on
Denny Abia?
I don't know. I'm not.
To get 15? The guy's been wildly inconsistent throughout his career, even though he's having a kind of a breakthrough year. You're going to put the whole nut on Denny?
Most likely not.
I would have a hard time doing that.
But they're playing. Who are they playing? They're playing Charlotte. They're
playing Charlotte. Yeah, let's go to Ryan.
Charlotte outlaws a lot of points.
Ryan is also tailing that game.
Oh, my God.
Ryan.
What's up? Good morning, junkies. Ryan in Fairfax. I hit y'all with the Chet double-double a couple weeks ago.
Okay, former winner. I like the swagger.
All right. Good start. Great start.
So, I want to go ahead and say that the Wizards have lost 45 in a row. they're playing the Hornets tonight.
Well, they
Hornets
actually haven't won, I think, since like January 29th.
Yeah. 16 straight.
16 straight, yep.
Hornets are awful. I just feel like Wizards are due for a win.
Do theory.
Even though they've been losing.
I can't do theory.
Oh, okay.
You can't do theory.
I actually don't hate the pick because Charlotte's not good, but we can't put our whole nut on the Wiz.
We're not betting on Denny.
Ryan, we're not betting on the Wizards.
Thank you for the call.
You know what? We would be the laughing stock in the gambling community. If we
probably already are. All right, let's go to Edwin in Silver Spring.
By the way, real quick on Denny. In his last 5 games has scored 15 twice.
He said he had done it 5 straight. He had 15 or more.
Well, he's lying.
No, he had 14 in the Orlando game.
The guy was lying, wasn't he?
He had 16.
Did he say that? That's what I thought he said. I thought he said in his last 5 games he scored 15 or more in all of them.
Now, in the month of month of February, he was averaging 20 a game, but month of, you know, it's only been 3 games. Yeah. He's averaging 14.7 in March.
All right, let's go to Edwin.
Under 15.
We need to get Edwin's pick, and then we need to come to a consensus. We're running out of time.
All right.
Time is short.
All right. Edwin.
Hey, guys. So I called when I was going to the U.S. Open last year.
I remember.
And I saw this player live, actually, played against Taylor Fritz, and it was his 18th birthday. Jakub Mensik from Czech Republic.
All right.
He's playing in Indian Wells today against another American star, Ben Shelton. So
Shelton's legit.
Shelton's got a big serve.
Mm-hmm.
But
but Mantic is on good form. He's been playing well lately. He's, you know, coming up. You know, he's a young player. He's doing his thing right now. I think I'm not going to bet on him to win the whole match, but I think he can win the first set. His odds for winning the first set is +137. I think that'll be a good bet.
Wow. You said maybe he'll surprise Shelton in the first set a little bit. In the first,
I think so. Shelton could be a bit erratic.
How's his serve receive?
What's he's serving well. He's serving well.
No, no, no. I'm saying serve receive.
What's the key? Yeah. How does he return it?
He's returning. His return is improving.
It's improving. That's dicey.
Because Ben Shelton's strength is his big ass serve.
Serve 140. Yeah.
I think he's saying that Shelton may be erratic in the first set. And
he can be erratic.
He can definitely scoop it up the first set before he finds his form.
But I feel it's dicey.
Shelton, by the way, is very cocky. Very cocky kid.
What is it? -130, though, you said?
No, I think it's +130.
+137.
All right, I'll keep it into consideration.
What's the kid's name again?
You know who loves Mensik? Mikey Botts.
Yep. Oh, he does?
He says this guy's a future star. Mm. He bet on him to win the Australian Open, which is another hard court.
Yeah.
And he played, you know, he battled there.
Let me see. Let me look up the kid. What's his name again?
Jakub Mensik. M-E-N-S-I-K. He's like Serbian
M-E-N-S-I-K.
Or something.
S-I-K?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Czech. Are there any allegedly fixed soccer games that we can bet on?
Yeah.
While we're over in that region of the world? All right, we're running low on time. We need to figure out what pick we're going to go with.
All right, here we go. This is the option so far. All right, we got Poirier +168 UFC.
Don't like it.
We got
it.
Kentucky plus whatever. It could be 6.5. It could be 9. We don't know.
That's a maybe.
Kraken, Winnipeg, both sides.
I don't like any side of that game.
Indiana Hoosiers against Michigan State on Senior Day. I don't hate this one.
I'm kind of feeling that one.
But again, we don't know the number.
Understood.
Denny, 15 points tonight against Charlotte.
No.
I mean, it might hit, but I just said
it might, but.
Wizards
can't
money
bet
line.
On Denny.
Wizards no, money no. line.
Are you kidding?
Never, never, never.
We're going to bet on a team that's lost 16 straight.
And then Mensik at Indian Wells, which is a huge tournament, by the way.
Yeah.
+130 to win the first set against Ben Shelton.
Dude, I'm watching him right now.
I feel like I don't have enough information on this guy.
Mensik, he's another, like, all these kids are all big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no Michael Changs anymore. These guys are all monsters.
It's a good old reference, though.
Thank
I like
you,
it. So who are we going to go with?
Well, we're going to have to talk about it. Are we doing it now?
We got to do it now.
Oh, jeez.
Why do you guys pressure us? Why can't we hold
it?
We got two segments.
We've been talking about it for 40 minutes.
We got Mike Phillips coming up. All right. Out of all of this, and again, I don't know the number, I like the Hoosiers.
I also would throw my support behind the Hoosiers.
I mean, I believe me, I don't love the Hoosiers. They're not going to the tournament.
No.
Michigan State might go to the tournament.
We're banking on them being better than Michigan State
on Senior
at
Day.
Assembly Hall.
But again, we don't know the number. If it's 6, I'm not doing it.
Can we just take them to win? Now, it's not going to be the same payback, obviously.
Money line I like better, yeah. I don't want to lay 6.
I don't want to lay 6 either.
If it's 2.5
or
3.
I'd say we alter it and just take the Hoosiers. If we're going to do this, Hoosiers on the money line.
All right, hold on. What are the other guys like?
Actually, I kind of like the fact that Chris is so nervous, and okay. we fade Chris now because he was so awful,
or right.
his anxiety was so awful that I feel like he's forcing his play. That's why I want to fade Chris and take. And also, it's a sign. Remember Villanova when the guy called, he was in Home Depot in the lumber section.
Okay,
so lay the wood.
Yes.
All right.
So you want to go with Tyler's Kraken?
Kraken, and then Chris Crappin put two and two together. Okay. I like the Kraken.
All right.
Now remind me, which goalie is out? Is it for Winnipeg or Seattle?
Yes, Winnipeg's goalie is questionable. It doesn't mean he's out.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's out.
Right, okay.
And also, Chris was talking about he was expecting trade deadline stuff.
Right.
I don't know if I like that speculation. Chris is kind of in his head right now, mm-hmm. So I kind of like fade. It's not necessarily I like the Kraken. I'm more so fading Chris right now.
All
right.
Grabby?
I like the Kraken.
Oh, is Mar the tiebreaker?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I haven't said who I like.
Oh, no. That's true.
We'll go to Mar.
Got to go quick.
Give me the Kraken.
I like Mensik.
Well, the consensus is the Kraken.
It's the Kraken +106. There you go.
The Kraken. We're big Seattle Kraken fans tonight.
You can blame the producers in this room.
You guys talked us into it.
You guys are good.
All right.
There's a lot riding on this. All right. So the official
play
is the Kraken. We will put that up as our Junkies poll of the day in a bit, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, Love throughout the DMV. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Phillips, host of the MP on the Mic show on 910 The Fan in Richmond.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.